Report: Dem Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed lacks medical license in Michigan, New York. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 12, 2026. Abdul El Sayed, an Egyptian-American Muslim and a Democrat running for U.S. Senate in Michigan, reportedly lacks a medical license in Michigan and New York, though he has claimed he is a physician, according to a recent report. While El Sayed, who is running to fill Senator Gary Peters' DME seat, has claimed in interviews that he's been a doctor for his whole career and also lists being a physician on his LinkedIn account. Politico reviewed medical records from the two states and found El Sayed has never been granted a medical license in those states. Though the outlet's review found that he does not have a medical license from Michigan or New York, El Sayed did attend the University of Michigan Medical School, along with the Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons, which he is reported to have received his medical degree from, according to the outlet. Additionally, El Sayed is also reported to have earned a doctorate in public health from Oxford University, according to the outlet. His LinkedIn profile currently says he's a physician, and late last month he called himself a physician and epidemiologist at a Council of Baptist Pastors debate in Detroit. But according to a review of Michigan and New York State medical records, he's never been granted a medical license in those states. El Sayed's hands-on experience treating patients appears to be a short clinical rotation called a sub-internship at a small hospital in Manhattan for 4 weeks at the end of medical school, he told a podcast in 2022, where he said his job was to be the, worst doctor on the team and he was cosplaying a doctor. The report comes as El Sayed has made his medical credentials a key part of his appeal in his Senate campaign for Peters' seat. Roxy Rickner, who serves as a spokesperson for El Sayed, told the outlet that he has earned the right to be called doctor twice over. El Sayed's campaign has also explained that while the Democrat Senate candidate was doing his sub-internship, he treated a homeless woman for a host of issues, including a head injury, AIDS and alcohol addiction. El Sayed later ran into her sleeping on the subway and then realized that his calling was not to practice medicine, according to the outlet. Rather than this being a gotcha attack, this is Dr. El Sayed's origin story, Rickner added. In an interview from 2018 with Crain's Detroit Business, El Sayed, who was running to be the governor of Michigan, shared that he felt there were a lot of ways that one serves as a physician, according to the outlet. El Sayed also explained that he thought the work he has done and continues to do is true to the core and the ethos of medicine. I think the work that I have done and I continue to do is true to the core and the ethos of medicine, El Sayed said. And when I took my Hippocratic Oath, that is still an oath that I use to guide my work today.